today, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit issued an opinion on the FCC's media ownership rules, and that opinion, I think, is safe to say, was a sweeping victory for the public interest. It threw out attempts by the FCC and by industry to relax media ownership limits, which would have allowed more concentration and monopolization of voices in local media markets.
And we had hearings in Tampa in 2007 about these rules before they were enacted. And so remind our listeners a little bit about what the rules were that were essentially thrown out by the court, especially regarding cross-ownership in certain media markets.
In 2007, the FCC, under former Chairman Kevin Martin, attempted to remove a long-standing ban that the FCC had in place that basically prohibited a newspaper and TV station to be commonly owned in the local market. And this is a really important rule that recognized that TV stations and newspapers are some of the most powerful media sources in local communities, and that allowing common ownership of them would monopolized control of many voices. The FCC attempted to throw out that ban against large public outcry and outcry from across the political spectrum. The court, though, basically struck down that decision and said that the FCC didn't give the public an adequate opportunity to weigh in on relaxing the rule, and specifically didn't give the public the opportunity to weigh in on the specific rule they proposed. So it told the FCC to go back to the drawing board and to do a better job the next time around to make sure that the public was heard and that their opinion was registered on how relaxing the cross-ownership rule would affect them.
The next time around could be pretty soon, because the FCC is currently reviewing media ownership. And how do you think this ruling could affect the new rules that the FCC makes regarding media diversity and access?
The court's opinion is going to be really important the next time around. In addition to telling the FCC to do a better job of notifying the public on the cross-ownership rule, the court had some really scathing words for the FCC in terms of its job to try to promote more diversity in media, particularly for people of color and women to own media outlets. The court said the FCC ignored crucial evidence about media ownership in those groups and didn't even have the data it needed to make rules to help promote media ownership among women and minorities. So I think this time around, there's going to be a huge amount of pressure on the FCC to do a better job, both on the cross-ownership rule and also on media ownership diversity. I think it's incumbent, though, on the public and for public interest groups to remain vigilant, because even though there was this huge victory today, that could be easily undone if the FCC does the wrong thing this time around.
Why is it important for those minority groups that you mentioned, minorities in general, to have ownership of media? What difference does that make?
There's a lot of reasons. One is that there is a substantial amount of research that shows that when outlets are owned by underrepresented groups, they provide diversity of opinion on viewpoint that is beneficial to the community as a whole, but also helps aid people who are members of underrepresented groups to get information about their communities. For example, there's research that shows that when radio stations are owned by Latinos, there is actually an increase in the amount of Latino voters in local elections. So there's a really, really close correlation between ownership by underrepresented groups and service to communities. And the second is, I think, an issue of fundamental fairness. When the FCC originally gave out broadcast licenses, which are extraordinarily valuable, it gave it primarily to white men. This is back in the 30s and 40s. And for a long time, women and minorities couldn't even get a foothold as owners in these areas. And there's sort of been a systematic exclusion of these groups to having ownership interests. And since ownership and media is such a powerful force in our community, it's important that certain groups not have a complete lockdown and hold on those outlets, but that they're available to all people for fairness and also for service to communities.
If people want to find out more, if they want to contact the FCC, where can they go?
Well, the FCC has opened up a media ownership proceeding for the 2010 review, and it's as important as ever for the public to weigh in. If you go to www.fcc.gov, you will see a prominently displayed link that allows people to comment in their media ownership proceeding.